Welcome back to the show. Today we're breaking down a fourth DCA decision that every Florida litigator handling negligent hiring or supervision claims should know. Jones versus Vasilius, 359 Southern 3010, decided in March 2023. This case starts with a pretty everyday scenario that turns into a significant appellate opinion. Anthony Jones was riding his bicycle along a busy street in front of an automobile dealership when a dealership employee pulled out in the dealership van to make a delivery and crashed into him. The dealership admitted the key vicarious liability facts. It owned the van, the employee had permission to drive it, and he was acting in the course and scope of his employment when the crash occurred. On top of the negligent driving claims against the driver and the dealership, Jones also sued two supervising employees individually, the general manager and the service manager, for negligent hiring, training, retention, supervision, and entrustment. The service manager was the one who actually sent the driver out in the van that day, which matters because the plaintiff framed these as negligent employment claims against the supervisors personally, plus a vicarious liability claim against North American Automotive Services, the general manager's employer. The supervisors and North American moved to dismiss for failure to state a cause of action. They leaned heavily on Clooney v. Geeting and similar cases, arguing that once the dealership admitted the driver was acting in the course and scope of his employment, you couldn't have separate negligent employment claims, at least not without alleging acts outside the scope of employment. The trial court bought that argument. It treated the negligent employment counts as merely concurrent theories of liability, basically redundant of the vicarious liability claims against the dealership, and dismissed them with prejudice. The trial court also reasoned, relying on Clooney and his progeny, that negligent hiring and retention require acts outside the scope of employment, and it emphasized there was no separate theory like faulty equipment or punitive damages alleged against the dealership. On appeal, the 4th DCA applied de novo review, reminding us that at the motion to dismiss stage, the court is confined to the four corners of the complaint and must accept the well-pled facts and reasonable inferences in favor of the plaintiff. The key move by the 4th DCA was to separate negligent employment claims against the corporate employer from negligent employment claims against individual supervisors. Clooney involved claims against the employer, not individual supervisors, and the counts there were just redundant vicarious liability theories. The court reiterated a long-standing rule in Florida. Corporate officers and agents can be personally liable for their own tortious acts, even when those acts are committed within the scope of their employment or corporate role. The opinion cites cases like First Financial USA v. Steininger and Olowski, emphasizing that an officer isn't liable merely because of their title, but is liable when they commit or participate in the tort.
Put differently, you can't hide behind your corporate badge if you personally engage in negligent conduct, and the fact that the corporation is also liable doesn't erase your individual exposure. Instead, what matters is whether the complaint alleges more than vague job descriptions and actually pleads facts showing the supervisor's personal involvement, or at least knowledge amounting to acquiescence in the wrongful act.